Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Riley Adamson, Book 2, Immune, by Shannon Mayer. Narrated by Nora Ashrati. With performances by Chris Gennebach, Bradley Smith, Amanda Forstrom, David Jordan, Ken Jackson, Kimberly Gilbert, Laura C. Harris, Yasmin Toison, Andy Brownstein, Eric Messner, Nanette Savard, Terrence Azelford, Scott McCormick, Michael John Casey, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Mort Shelby, Colleen Delaney, and Richard Rohan. Riley Adamson 2, Immune. One bad phone call and your day can be seriously screwed over in about 3.1 seconds. My phone call was from my friend, the only ogre I called a friend, Docs. Blue-skinned and covered in piercings, he was hard to unnerve. And this phone call? He was seriously unnerved.
Wait, what did you say?
Because I wasn't sure that I'd heard him right. More than that, I really hoped that it wasn't as bad as it sounded. A shiver went down my spine. It was hard to tell because I couldn't see him, but my instincts whispered that he'd been roughed up. Who the hell roughed up a 7-foot ogre? I cringed. Even for an ogre, I knew there was too much oomph behind it to be just spit. Blood, then, was the only other answer. Who the hell had beat him up? Mild-mannered he might be, but he was still a freaking ogre. This was not going to be good.
We're in trouble. Louise is back, and she's blaming you for her disappearance. I'm being pulled in as the one who raped her. Apparently, we want to use her for our own ends, steal her power.
I gripped the edge of the kitchen countertop, feeling the world sway more than a little. Louisa was a shaman, a powerful one at that. And for her to be blaming Docs and me for her disappearance was not going to bode well for either of us.
That's not her. She would never do this to us. Docs, what really happened?
She had her tribal guardian pay me a visit. He's coming back in 1 week to finish the job if I don't admit that it was me who hurt her. Then he's coming for you. I can't beat him, Riley. He's too strong.
A steady ache in my chest reminded me that it hadn't been long since my last battle with some seriously badass supernaturals. I shook my head, even though I knew he couldn't see me.
Docs, I can't help right now. I'm on my way to a new salvage. The kid has been missing a while.
Riley, I've never asked you for help before. I'm asking now.
Docs was one of my few friends, but there was a child out there, hurt and alone. And I was the only one who stood a chance of finding him, hopefully alive. I closed my eyes. Docs could take care of himself. He was an ogre, for God's sake. Besides, there was no way Louisa would follow through on her threat. Sure, the shaman could be as manipulative as Hannibal Lecter and just as smart. Sure, she might try to scare him into doing what she wanted, but I doubted she would really kill him. Louisa was doing what she did best, pulling strings. Docs just had yet to learn this side of her. Still, I felt like a shit turning him down.
Louisa isn't going to kill you, Docs. I know her. This is just a game.
And if it's not?
Docs, trust me. You've got this. And I've gotta go.
I hung up, opened my eyes, and stood there in the kitchen, staring at my reflection in the window. Auburn hair, tricolored eyes, and a lean body hardened from nearly 10 years of training and fights. All of it shimmered back at me in the frosted glass. I scrubbed a hand over my face, the slight tremble in my fingers irritating me. Yep, some friend you are. I gritted my teeth against the thoughts that mocked me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?